Developed by experienced professors and professionally narrated for easy listening, this course is a great way to explore the subject of college-level chemistry. The audio is focused and high yield, covering the most important topics you might expect to learn in a typical undergraduate chemistry course. The material is accurate, up-to-date, and broken down into bite-sized chapters. There are quizzes and key takeaways following each chapter to review questions commonly tested and drive home key points. Here are the main topics we'll be covering: atoms and molar mass, atomic structure and the periodic law, gases, including gas laws, volume and pressures and partial pressures, ideal gas law and kinetic theory, thermochemistry, chemical bonding and molecular structure, chemical formulas, solids and liquids, solutions, oxidation-reduction reactions, thermodynamics, acids and bases, electrochemistry, and organic chemistry and biochemistry. We will conclude the course with a 200-question practice test. Also included is a follow-along PDF manual containing the entire text of this audio course, as well as all images, figures, and charts we'll be discussing. To get the most out of this course, we recommend that you listen to the entire audio once while following along in your PDF manual, then go back and listen to areas you found challenging. Now, let's get started. This course on college chemistry provides a way for the college student pursuing an interest in chemistry or possibly already struggling with chemistry to understand this discipline in a much clearer way. Chemistry is a broad subject ranging from physical chemistry, or the study of atoms, molecules, chemical reactions, and the properties of solids, liquids, and gases, to things like organic chemistry and biochemistry that deal with the topic of the chemistry specific to carbon-based molecules, which are the molecules of living things. In some ways, the majority of chemistry is about the physical properties of atoms and molecules in singular form, as well as the physical properties of molecules in different states, including the molecular properties of gases, solids, and liquids. Most atoms and molecules are not inert and interact with one another in specific ways. This will be a major focus in this course as we learn about how different substances exist in natural and experimental situations. Chapter 1 in the course introduces chemistry in its most basic form by covering atoms and their nature. Everything in the universe is made from different types of atoms. As it turns out, atoms have specific subparticles that make up the basic structure of the atom. There are also numerous different atoms in nature, as we'll discuss when talking about the periodic table, which outlines the relationships between different types of atoms. Finally, there is a discussion on the concept of the mole as it exists in understanding quantities of atoms and molecules. The focus of Chapter 2 is the structure of atoms. As it turns out, there are specific rules that define how subatomic structures are organized. This chapter will cover the arrangement of electrons and both the Pauli principle and the Aufbau principle, which define electron relationships inside the atom. Electrons have a natural affinity for the proton they surround, but also allow for affinity of different types of atoms in the formation of larger molecules. This will be discussed in this chapter. The main topics of Chapter 3 in the course are the properties of gases. There are specific laws that describe the behavior of gases in chemistry, which are covered in this chapter. The study of gases involves the relationship between volume and pressure in a gas, and in the situation of mixed gases, a relationship between the different gases in a given volume. The behavior of gases in relation to the ideal gas law is covered in this chapter, as well as the study of the kinetics of gas molecules in a gaseous solution. Chapter 4 discusses chemistry as it relates to heat, also called thermochemistry. There is an intricate connection between molecules and the temperature of the atoms in the molecules. Concepts of heat capacity and calorimetry are discussed as they relate to a specific molecule. The enthalpy, or total heat in a given system, is discussed as it relates to the energy of the system. As in all of physical chemistry, there are specific rules related to the properties of substances at different temperatures, which are covered in this chapter.